And now we'll go to the medical profession with Bill Shirk. And Bill Shirk, you know him very, very well. He's with the Bowling Green, with the Archive of Popular Music, I think.
Sound Recordings Archives.
He's a great expert on all aspects of popular music. So here I'll bring you now Bill Shirk talking about the rocking pneumonia, the boogie-woogie flu, the image of the medical profession in popular song lyrics.
Okay, thank you. Here we have some, we have some handouts here. Yeah, I'm gonna keep one for myself. That's right there. Hope you appreciate all the work that went into the printout that you're getting, including the first citation, which I immediately discovered to have an error, and I had to feverishly correct with my wife on the kitchen table on Tuesday night. Let me get this tape in here and see how this thing even works. Heads are down or heads are up?
We have a problem with that, Bill.
Yeah. Just play and stop, right? Doctors would like this, a pregnant pause. What would the problem be here?
Long leader?
No, I don't have that long.
Long
know there's something on it. Okay. Mr. Output there. So I only stop and start. Pause doesn't work, is that correct? Okay, I think we'll leave it at that. First of all, a small personal note. The reason I took one off the top of the stack is that I have misplaced my folder, which is really a leather, or pseudo leather folder saying Diners Club, even though I don't belong to the Diners Club, and all kinds of information, nothing ultra valuable, but if anybody locates it, it's mine, if there are no other names in it.
Did you use the downstairs bedroom?
Yes.
It was there this morning.
So, okay, well then, it's somewhere else now, and I have to figure out where it is now.
Did you wash your hands?
I washed my hands in dirty water, right. Okay, well, I've checked a couple of places. I'll have to recheck again, but thanks, because I know I set it in there for a particular reason. Okay, it's really always a pleasure for me to come attend the ARSC meetings and be able to give a presentation and be able to display my wares and be able to bring a little levity. I'm sure that Tom brought enough levity. I have more levity, more than probably some people will be able to stand, but then you can sit. About a year ago or so, I was invited to speak at the Cleveland Medical Arts Association last October, and I just chose to pick as my topic as a matter of levity again, this topic. However, I have changed it around a wee bit, and it was fun to present this for the first time in front of a group of physicians, in ranging in age from say the mid 20 year olds up to the 70 year olds, and to hear them argue about the lyrics, the lyric content, and the artists that were portrayed in this tape. And I hope that we don't engage in the same types of arguments here. But to start off my presentation, I was very intrigued by the image of the medical profession in popular song. I'm a big cult fan of song lyrics and their sociological aspects and the treatment in the actual format. And once I had, of course, become familiar with the lesser known and lesser recognized but equally important blue-collar workers and the images that that have been portrayed in popular song and written at great length by, of course, one main documentary personnel, which would be Archie Green and his Work's Many Voices series and his study with the American miner and other aspects of American blue-collar workers. Usually these occupations were one or two-faceted. However, when you get to the medical profession, and especially medical doctors, the many facets which are portrayed by the physician are so important, and I feel have been represented as thus in popular song, that I thought that I would arrange this selection of materials in such a fashion that we will be able to understand, as if anybody could ever understand the medical profession, in just a little bit different light. And I have subdivided these into various large groupings of subjects in order to appreciate, so that you can appreciate various aspects of the medical profession and how it has been approached by song lyricists. And the first grouping I have includes a series of songs. The first one is the selection of the 1920 recording, one of his last recordings, Burt Williams doing "You'll Never Need a Doctor No More." Wonderful lyrics. Even though most of the songs were recorded and written and performed as tongue-in-cheek mockeries of the medical profession, there were many songs, of course, that were also very serious. However, I really want to juxtapose two completely different types of musical performances. The first, of course, a very wonderfully double entendre song of "The Terrible Operation Blues" by Georgia Tom and Big Bill Brunzi, recorded in 1930, against the Red Foley composed, but my favorite performance, done by Johnny Cash in 1960, of old Doc Brown, who once he died, he hung up a shingle and he pulled down a shingle and he no longer was accepting any more of his debts.
Bring in the next patient, nurse.
Picture this as a burlesque scene.
Get up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down, pull off them stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's got to cut your mama, don't know where. You got two or three tunes, shaped like a cube. Two or three leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut your mama, yes, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it, the doctor knows just what to do.
Wonderful. powerful, soulful fiddle playing in this.
He was just an old country doctor in a little country town. Fame and fortune had passed him by, though we never saw him frown. As day by day in his kindly way...
This is from his Ride This Train album that he did.
Many a patient forgot to pay, although Doc's fees were small. Though he needed his dimes, and there were times that he'd receive a fee, he'd pass it on to some poor soul that needed it worse than he. He had to sell his furniture, couldn't pay his office rent. So to a dusty room over a livery stable, Doc Brown and his satchel went. And on the hitching post at the curb below, to advertise his wares, he nailed a little sign that read, "Doc Brown has moved upstairs." One day he didn't answer when they knocked upon his door. Old Doc Brown was lying down, but his soul was no more.
And to end the image of the physician, here's the 1985 satire of Madonna, of course, who we all have loved so well over the years, and especially her brand new videos that are just out. But the takeoff of her original, her version of Like a Virgin, but Weird Al, our friend Weird Al Yankovic, doing a recording of Like a Surgeon. Physician as an expert practitioner also reflected this expertise in other types of musical formats which relate to the expertise of anyone who is a musician or lives the life of expertise, meaning a musician or a type of music that can be performed to such a tremendously, wonderfully, high extent can also be termed as something related to the medical profession, meaning that Jelly Roll Morton's version of Dr. Jazz or the boogie disease, in which we relate a specific disease to a form of musical performance, are very typical in the musical field. So there are songs that are out of, say, Dr. Rock and Roll, Dr. Blues. And these are two major examples. The Dr. Jazz recording, of course, features the 1927 vocal of Jelly Roll Morton. And the Dr. Isaiah Ross, which is the Sun recording from 1953, from a very early rare recording on the Sun label. And from that, then we will move into my favorite portion of the medical profession, songs about diseases.
Gonna tell you all about it. Gonna tell you about it, doctor.
And the next pair of songs, is, as I found out, there is such a catalog of songs related to the various human ailments. And of course, some of them are imagined, others are real, others relate to music, which actually causes the disease. Others relate to the song title itself creating the disease. Here we have a pair of songs. First, the Ray Pillow recording on the Capitol label of Common Colds, equating the common cold with the problems of a broken heart. And then I wanted to play Weird Al's Living with a Hernia again, which is another takeoff, parody on James Brown Living in the USA. And so we pair these two up, and then we come into a next very historical moment.
Well, you know, common cold and broken hearts leave you sort of out of sorts. You'll think sneezing fine until the teardrops start. A kiss can give them both to you, and there ain't nothing you can do to cure the common cold.
The next song, which I'm going to play, which is called Jake Watt Blues, is very important from a historical aspect medically, because during the early 1930s, and especially related to the Kansas City area, there were a number of different alcoholic drinks which were being mixed up during the Prohibition era, which were, of course, were sold under the counter and were being mixed and created illegally. And most of it was fairly safe, as they say, with drugs. But there was a very tainted batch of liquor that was mixed up in the, apparently it was mixed up in the New Jersey area, and for a couple of months was distributed in larger metropolitan areas, and Kansas City was one of the major metropolitan areas in which this liquor was distributed. And it was a type of drink which, as it was tainted and it was consumed by what turned out to be a person who many times was an indigent, or soon was to become an indigent, because people that normally were crippled would be able to give an excuse as to why they had a crippling disease. But people who had drunk this tainted alcoholic beverage with this, which was somewhat of a like a varnish solution, it attacked the spinal column. And if you were still able to walk, you were able to walk only with a limp, a gait many times, which would throw your one leg out, or maybe you weren't able to walk at all. And many times men, more than women, were afflicted by this disease. And they many times became outcasts, because if they appeared in public, people would immediately know that they had been or were drinkers. And this affliction was, you know, with that person for the rest of that person's life. And this gait, which became, you know, came out of this drinking of this tainted liquor, was called the Jake Walk, because the drink itself was called Jake.
Ginger Jake.
Right, and because of that.
Jamaican ginger.
Right, and because of this, many of these people who at that time were considered to be people with an illness had actually been suffering from a, quote, an illegal illness, and they were branded for life. And there were a whole series of songs written and sung by people who either were afflicted themselves by it or knew someone who was afflicted by the Jake Watt. And so this next performance, which is probably the most popular of all performances, was done by the Allen Brothers and written by Austin Allen, was probably the biggest seller. It sold about 25 to 30,000 copies back in 1930, which is really something to say for a country song at that period of time. So here we have a version of Jake Watt Blues.
Thank you.
The next two paired together have different, completely different treatments of pneumonia. The first was a very serious song, as written and sung by Blind Lemon Jefferson, reflecting the condition of the blacks from the South who had moved north and were subjected to weather conditions that they were not used to from the South, and many of them, being of an indigent nature, had to put up with homeless situations and situations in which they would be subjected to the cold and thus develop pneumonia. And of course, a song from New Orleans, as performed by Huey Smith and written by Huey Smith and Jerry Vincent, The Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, is one of about three or four songs that Huey Smith wrote and sang about some type of disease as a major pleasure within his life. Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, Tuberculosis and the Sinus Blues, I've Got High Blood Pressure, all in some way or another relating the disease to his love for some woman. So here we have the two pneumonia songs. Since I've been told I have about five or six more minutes, I want to make sure I get as much in as possible. The next pairing would be the last two diseases, of course, tuberculosis, sung by Jimmy Rogers, the late, great Jimmy Rogers, singing Brakeman, who was a person who suffered and died of tuberculosis. Here is his 1931 recording of TB Blues, very, very, very poignant, a very almost sweet song. Nearing the end of his recording career, he was suffering so badly from tuberculosis that he would actually have a bed in the studio, a little cot in the studio that he would sing between takes. And then Ivor Biggin, who has a very, very famous, very timeless album from England on the Beggar's Banquet label. The title song of the album is called The Wanker's Song. This is the famous one of the famous suffering of a person who's got piles.
Oh, VD,
excuse me, I skipped VD City by Bob Dylan before he signed with Columbia.
I've just seen the cold Lord dungeons where the victims of syphilis cry. They're called to the city of sorrow to confess all.
Probably one of the most poignant songs on this tape.
Their teardrops are weeping much louder. And the city's blown down by the bombs. There's a street named for every disease here. Sith Valley and Clap Avenue. And the whores and the pimps and their victims I'll pass on the curb from our view. Once young love's healthy and happy, now a world full of raving insane. 'Cause here in this wild, weedy city, nobody knows you by name.
When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me. 'Cause my body rattles like a train on that old SP. I've got the TB blues.
That's my brother over there, standing up, stuffing ice cubes down the back of his trousers. Do you want to know why? Well, actually, between you and me, my brother's got piles. He never, ever smiles. You be clum if you had his plum. My brother's got piles. We warned him, we told him, we said don't sit on stone walls. Avoid wet grass, but now he's arse. Looks like he's grown enough.
They're wonderful. Can I play one? I'm going to play one more song and that's it. I'm sorry, I regret that there's so many other wonderful songs on here, but I figure might as well finish it with Doctor's Orders, again written, surprisingly enough, by our friend Bruce Chanel, but a recording by the Oak Ridge Boys in 1982 called Doctor's Orders. And as you can see through the selection of the songs that I didn't have a chance to play, that I also had them subdivided into medicines, the various types of pills, and of course General Hospital, which was a rap single from 1981 relating the storyline of the soap opera General Hospital at that time. And then of course the section on nurses, I Don't Want to Get Well, about a soldier who wants to join the war, so that he can go in the hospital and be wounded and go in the hospital and be treated by a nurse. Rose of No Man's Land, Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard, of course, who are pseudo-doctors, our friend the Three Stooges. And then I've Got a Pain in My Sawdust by Mae Questel, who is Betty Boop and Olive Oil. And then the final cut, which I can't play, is from an album of songs written and sung by Oscar Brand, and this one here was called Here Comes the AMA. As you can see, this is just one of many ways in which you can approach popular song, and as I say, I had a lot of fun doing this, and this will turn into a paper which will include a discography of about maybe 200 or 300, 400 songs. Thank you very much.